Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel passage is quite brief, but offers us an interesting point of reflection. We come to know of Jesus' relatives, how they were believers in our Lord's divinity, that he was the Messiah, and so therefore they could not understand him, his way of acting, his way of speaking, his way of dealing with the people. And we aren't given the specifics, but from the context of it, Jesus being in the house with crowds gathered about him, we can suspect that they noticed Jesus being so very much readily available for the people, especially the sick, the suffering, the poor, the possessed, the sinners, and to manifest to them the love and the mercy of God. And so the relatives of our Lord did not understand him, and so came to the conclusion that he was out of his mind, he was crazy or mad, or as the Greek would have it literally, he was beside himself. So our Lord was not understood by not just his relatives, but so many others. And this continues to be the case throughout the ages. Our Lord Jesus, is not understood. And those who follow him faithfully oftentimes, are considered to be like him, out of their minds, crazy, as it were. Our Lord, we have to keep in mind always, entered this world, to show us, what we might call his excessive love, for us. It might be, it would be unbelievable, this love of God for us, if he had not, in fact, revealed it to us. And that's what Christ came to do, above all, to reveal the love of God for us, which is infinite, eternal. Again, we could say excessive. It's something that we cannot ever comprehend, and never should we take for granted, as it were, but strive to appreciate ever more. So Jesus' life, from beginning to end, from the incarnation into his earthly life, his public ministry, and especially his death and his resurrection, accomplishing the redemption, all this speaks to us most eloquently of the excessive love of God for us. And this continues still, thankfully and happily for us, that Christ continues to manifest and enable us to share in, this excessive love he has for us, above all in the Eucharist, which that great mystery which encapsulates, you could say, all the mysteries of Christ, the incarnation and the redemption. So every time we approach our Lord, as we will today, we can benefit anew, appreciate evermore his excessive love for us. And again, the saints, they followed our Lord's example. They sought not to live a life of mediocrity and lukewarmness, or even giving in to the standards which even other Christians might have, the status quo within the church. But the saints desired to follow our Lord completely and totally and without limits, and to return his love with their whole love, their whole hearts. That's what all the saints strove to do, and they achieved. St. Agnes, the Virgin Martyr we honor today, was no exception, but she's a beautiful example of that. One who so, even so young, at, just 12 years old, decided to rather die, a most cruel death, rather than to deny Christ, whom she considered, to be her bridegroom, her spouse, whom she had given her life over, her virginity, to completely. And someone like St. Agnes, the world would look upon as being, out of her mind, crazy. So many of the saints were considered, that way. They went too far. They loved our Lord too much. They were excessive, in their love for him. But they were only being consistent. They were only striving to obey what our Lord himself commands all of us to do. You shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. You know, St. Bernard, he gives us the wonderful saying that he lived up to, and which all the saints, you know, did in their love for our Lord. You know, the measure, he says, the measure of our love for God is to love him without measure. You know, we don't put limits on our desire to love our Lord, but always to grow more and more in that. So we let us grow in our appreciation for this great mystery of God's infinite, eternal, excessive love for us, and to return that love with all the love of our hearts, and strive to become saints like St. Agnes. Praise be Jesus and Mary.